Hello there. You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show, part of the How to Tour Italy project. And I'm very, very excited. No, it's okay. I am very, very excited because we are doing an interview live here at a wonderful restaurant in Positano that has been around for a very, very long time. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Positano. And the name of it is Da Vincenzo. And I'm actually sitting here with Vincenzo, but it's Vincenzo, the grandson of the original owner, Vincenzo. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hi, guys. It's Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate
it. I'm very happy to be here with you, and thank you to interview us. Yeah, as you said, this is a little family-run restaurant, 1958. My grandfather began this beautiful job. It was actually at the beginning a little grocery. People coming from from the area buying food and stuff for house, and also the little few tourists were beginning to come in Positano in 1958. So they turned it from grocery to a restaurant, and that's it. We have fun. is precisely in the middle between the entrance in the village by car at the square down in the square in the middle of this road. We have just one road in Positano. We are there up to the hill, so you can come to visit.
Yeah,
we have a nice grotto,
which is awesome. I think so when you come here to visit, even if you come for the day, everybody knows. If you just say Dove da Vincenzo, the restaurant, then everyone will know. And just to check it, I tested it out myself because I actually came down the hill and I just to make sure I was in the right direction. I said, where's the Vincenzo, the restaurant? And every single person I asked said, right up the hill on the right. And sure enough, it was there, which is awesome. And it was great when we walked in. I have to say, the owners, Vincenzo's mother and father, are outside cleaning fava beans for the day for the fresh pasta. And yes. I get a little tour of the kitchen, and they're cutting up the swordfish. I can see right now this glorious, beautiful, rich swordfish. Before that, they were slicing up the tuna for the day to get ready, which is wonderful because that's the difference, I think, from a great restaurant in Italy and just a restaurant in Italy. Everything is fresh. The owners are part of, from open to close, are here to welcome all their guests, and this is wonderful. And what I was really excited about was the history of the place, meaning started out as a grocer, and Vincenzo was gracious enough to show us pictures of his grandfather when he started out here, and he's very photogenic,
I'm
I have
very
to say.
Proud of that.
Yeah, and it's they're great pictures, and they're drawings and photos of Nonno here on the wall.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. And so you were saying that originally this was a grocer.
Yes.
And now you've turned into a restaurant. And what kind of food do you specialize in here at the restaurant?
To be honest, as you can see the menu, we have a really short menu. It means that we have six, seven appetizer, six, seven main course, and some 10 different fish. So it means that we don't have 100 different choices, just because it's a cucina casareccia, as you can read on the label outside.
Yeah.
It means that we do every day this little menu, and we change it very often, every week, every 2 weeks we change the menu. So we follow definitely the seasonal. It's very in fashion to say that,
yeah.
But it's true, we really do that. As you said, my father was cleaning the fava beans because we have on the menu an amazing spaghetti with the sauté fava beans that is in season now, that is sauté with the spring onions. Mm. And we mix that with the spaghetti and the goat creamy ricotta cheese. Really, really nice. Little basil and black cracked pepper. And so we do a few plates, but fresh, made espresso right now.
Yeah, which is wonderful. When we came in, I got to see in the kitchen, they're not only getting ready for the day with the slicing the fish and cleaning the fava beans, but they were actually making the pasta for the day, the fresh pasta they're going to use for the fava beans. So this is real and authentic and absolutely worth a stop. And when they came in, it was great because Vincenzo showed a picture of his grandfather out front cleaning some vegetables to prepare for the day to cook.
History repeating.
Yeah, and so today history repeats itself, and his parents, his father, and his mother are out front doing exactly the same thing, which is wonderful, and you can just feel the pride. We came in, and they welcomed us with open arms right away, a bottle of water, some espresso to make us comfortable, got out of the sun for a moment to do the interview, and we're sitting in a wonderful grotto because you mentioned that before, when you come in the front door, and you'll see that there's like a brick arch. And from that brick arch is where the restaurant or the grocer originally stopped. And now when you come in, now we're sitting just under the arch, but behind us is this wonderful grotto that goes into the hillside of Positano, which is part of the restaurant, which makes it very cool in here, by the way, I should say, even with the wonderful sun here in the Amalfi Coast. So your grandfather himself kind of cut into the hillside here and made this and extended it, you said?
We own an apartment above the restaurant, so from above to down, they began to break the mountain. So like 6 months to break everything. And you can imagine that here, you know, the volume, I don't know how to say, when you break this kind of hard rock, it becomes like triple bigger.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to, 6 months here was full of rock everywhere. They destroyed everything and they did this little living, I don't know how to say.
Yeah. So and, it truly is amazing. I mean, you can see what I love about it, too, is it looks like, I mean, you're sitting in a wonderful grotto. I don't know how else to describe it. So when you come, we have pictures that will be on the website, howtotouritaly.com. So be sure to go.
Please.
Yeah, definitely come. And not only go to the website, but you have to come to Da Vincenzo. I mean, this is the kind of restaurant, in my opinion, that makes the stop in Positano wonderful. Now, the places on the beach are very easy to get to, but do yourself a favor, take the bus up or walk up, and stop. It's only halfway up the hill.
Climb the hill, I suggest you.
Climb the hill for sure. And so, to eat, do you have lunch and dinner or only dinner?
We have lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Which is perfect.
In the dinner time, we have a little live music, little, you know, candle, different atmosphere. Lunch is quite easier and, you know, also for a little snack, of course. And that's it. We have to visit us.
Absolutely. I love it. And then, is it important for people to make a reservation, or can they usually come and get a seat in the evening? What's best?
It's better to make a reservation, but also if you arrive here without reservation, of course, we welcome you.
Of course.
No problem.
And then, real quick, what is the phone number? What would someone call from the States, the number to reach to make a reservation before they came to Positano?
Yeah, that is 0039. That is the international code. And then 089-875-128.
Perfect. And as you can see, Vincenzo speaks perfect English, so you'll have no problem whatsoever when they answer the phone. His parents speak English very well as well. So when you call, you can make a reservation, and be sure to let them know that Anthony Cavazzoli from How to Tour Italy sent you. This is definitely a place you have to come and eat. I mean, I'm excited. We're going to have dinner here tonight. We had a little bit of snack here just to try things out before the interview, and I have to tell you, what we've tried has been absolutely delicious, I have to tell you. So come, try the seafood, try the pasta, try the fresh vegetables, and everything gets pulled in daily, so you really can't go wrong here. And if you're only here for the day in Positano, like I said before, that's a shame. You should spend more than a day here, maybe 3 or 4 days. If you're only here for the day on a ferry ride, be sure to come and have lunch at Da Vincenzo. You will be very, very happy that you did. And with that, I'm going to cut out because we are going to dine right now and enjoy our lunch here at Da Vincenzo. So for that, thank you so very much, Vincenzo. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I love it. And there'll be lots of photos and information, but be sure to come here when you visit Positano. Thank you so much. This is Anthony Capozzoli signing out. Ciao, and remember to feed your soul. Remember that literally here at Da Vincenzo.
See you. Bye.
Ciao.
If you love travel, imagine visiting one of the world's greatest cities and exploring it as very few ever have. Only Context Travel makes it possible. Context Travel offers in-depth walking seminars for intellectually curious travelers like you. It's your chance to experience a city as a cultural experience, unlike any traditional tour. Context Travel is a network of architects, historians, and art historians. They feature small groups of 6 or less, led by PhD-level scholars, with walks lasting from 3 hours to a full day. You can book a Context tour in 7 great cities: New York, Paris, London, Rome, Florence, Venice, Naples, or Istanbul. Context Travel offers concierge services, art and archaeology walks, cuisine walks, shopping walks, and more. Visit us online at contexttravel.com. That's contextravel.com. That's contexttravel.com.